Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Parliament returned from a week's adjournment, starting with the usual dozen questions for ministers, cut to 11 by the Speaker after Greens co-leader Russell Norman called the Prime Minister a chicken.
Chicken! Chicken! Right.
Order! 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 The House will come to order immediately.
It began with Russell Norman complaining that his question to the Prime Minister had been transferred to his Deputy and Finance Minister, Bill English.
This question was specifically, when it was lodged, it was about, does the Prime Minister stand by his statement that he is much more of a mind, blah, 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 blah. Now, so the issue, the subject... Yeah, well, that's right.
The Greens co-leader said his question was aimed at finding out what was in the Prime Minister's mind.
That is specifically what the question is about. There is no other minister that could be expected to have personal knowledge of the Prime Minister's mind.
But Lockwood Smith said he should have simply asked if the Prime Minister stood by a statement he had made on asset sales.
And the government's perfectly at liberty to, where there's split responsibilities for a question being asked, to transfer a question. There's no way one can argue that this question could solely be answered by the Prime Minister. Now, the Minister of Finance would have more information with respect to Treasury's advice.
So Russell Norman sought leave for his question to be transferred back to Mr Key.
Leave is sought for the question to be transferred back to the Prime Minister. Is there any objection to that course of action? There is objection. Question, order, no, there will not
chicken,
be.
Chicken, chicken. Right.
Order, 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 order. The House will come to order immediately. Immediately. The member's just lost question five. Question number six.
The Prime Minister's answer to another question from Russell Norman also led to drama.
What is true is if we want to have a stronger economy and therefore more jobs for New Zealanders, the way to do that is to make sure we have good economic policies like the national government is advancing. That is reform of local government, that is reform of RMA, that's expansion of our mining exploration centre, that is the national convention centre, that is international companies making movies in New Zealand. They are all things...
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, Dr.
Look,
Russell Norman.
I'm sorry,
order.
But I've been pretty tolerant. The Minister has once again... I've been
order.
Pretty tolerant
order.
About
order.
Not answering the question.
Now, order. Order. The Prime Minister will come.
I say to members, someone's going to leave the chamber very, very shortly. Very shortly, including, and I include all ministers in that, if they're not careful. When I get to my feet, there will be silence. If members have forgotten that rule, members will be leaving the House till they remember it.
There were also questions from Mr Key from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
How can the Prime Minister have confidence in the Minister of Finance when, by his own projections, debt will continue to grow under his national government for the next 5 years to at least $75 billion?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr Speaker, what's true is that we inherited a recession from the Labor government propped up by New Zealand First in 2008. What's true is that we inherited from a Labor government propped up by New Zealand First in a mess of an economy with programs that were unaffordable and unworkable. And, Mr Speaker, what's true is we inherited a deposit guarantee scheme announced on the eve of the Labor Party conference, probably to try and defer public comment away from the problems that the then Foreign Minister was having before he stood down.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters.
What a mess that was. Supplementary question.
And even the Speaker was puzzled when Finance Minister Bill English denied that there would be any negative effect on the current account deficit from dividends paid to foreigners who bought shares in energy companies.
You know, if the questioner expected the Minister to say, yes, if that were to happen, that would, on balance, probably increase the current account deficit if dividends went out to overseas owners. But there may be some reasons, the Minister knows better than us, why that may not happen. And from the Minister's answer, it appears that is the case, because he said no at the start was his primary answer. Now, I hope the Minister's thought a bit carefully about that, because I'd hate him to... There must be other matters involved in this that are not so immediately apparent to mere mortals, like the Speaker.
Bill English then faced this question from Russell Norman.
Is the Minister of Finance aware that the payments for the shares is not part of the capital account? And if the Minister of Finance is not aware of the components of the current account deficit, then are we to be worried about his management of the economy?
The Honourable Bill English.
Speaker, no.
So the question then becomes, what part of no do you not understand? I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.